Harry reacted instinctively. As Creature lunged for the poker standing in the grate, he launched himself upon the elf, flattening him. Hermione's scream mingled with Creature's, but Harry bellowed louder than both of them. "Creature, I order you to stay still!" He felt the elf freeze and released him. Creature lay flat on the cold stone floor, tears gushing from his sagging eyes.
"Harry, let him up,"
Hermione whispered. "So he can beat himself up with a poker?" snorted Harry, kneeling beside the elf. "I don't think so. Right, Creature, I want the truth. How do you know Mundungus Fletcher stole the locket?"
"Creature saw him,"
gasped the elf as tears poured over his snout and into his mouth full of graying teeth.
"Creature saw him coming out of Creature's cupboard with his hands full of Creature's treasures. Creature told the sneak thief to stop, but Mundungus Fletcher laughed and ran.
"You called the locket Master Regulus's," said Harry. "Why? Where did it come from? What did Regulus have to do with it?" "Creature, sit up and tell me everything you know about that locket and everything Regulus had to do with it." The elf sat up, curled into a ball, placed his wet face between his knees, and began to rock backward and forward. When he spoke, his voice was muffled but quite distinct in the silent, echoing kitchen.
"Master Sirius ran away, good riddance, for he was a bad boy and broke my mistress's heart with his lawless ways. But Master Regulus had proper pride. He knew what was due to the name of Black and the dignity of his pure blood. For years he talked of the Dark Lord, who was going to bring the wizards out of hiding to rule the Muggles and the Muggle-borns. And when he was 16 years old, Master Regulus joined the Dark Lord. So proud, so proud, so happy to serve. And one day, a year after he had joined, Master Regulus came down to the kitchen to see Creature. Master Regulus always liked Creature, and Master Regulus said, he said..."
The old elf rocked faster than ever.
"He said that the Dark Lord required an elf."
"Voldemort needed an elf?" Harry repeated, looking around at Ron and Hermione, who looked just as puzzled as he did.
"Oh, yes,"
moaned Creature.
"And Master Regulus had volunteered Creature. It was an honour, said Master Regulus, an honour for him and for Creature, who must be sure to do whatever the Dark Lord ordered him to do, and then to come home."
Creature rocked still faster, his breath coming in sobs.
"So Creature went to the Dark Lord. The Dark Lord did not tell Creature what they were to do, but took Creature with him to a cave beside the sea. And beyond the cave, there was a cavern. And in the cavern was a great black lake.